Enjoy this free version of Dr. Laura's Call of the Day. You can get access to all the calls on Dr. Laura's weekday show by becoming a family premium member now at drlaura.com.
Jean and Eric, welcome to the program.
Hello, Dr. Laura.
Hi, Jean. Hi, Eric.
Hello.
I'll just start off with a question, if I may, and then I'll give you the background to it. It was an incident last night. The question is, I'm trying to decide if I should ask for an apology for something that Eric did that I thought was kind of on the mean side, or whether I need to get more of a sense of humor about it. And what it was we were watching a movie last night.
Wait a minute. I have something to say about that right before you even tell me what it is.
Okay.
Okay, Eric?
Yep.
When your woman tells you something hurt her feelings, you always say, I'm sorry, I did not mean to hurt your feelings.
She didn't tell me.
She doesn't have to be. Oh, she didn't tell you. Oh, I don't know what is so stupid about me that I always assume people actually communicate.
Yeah.
So whatever it was, Jean, you never told him it upset you.
I did tell him.
So now he's lying.
Well, he told me that he was shocked that I should think I needed to ask.
He just said you didn't tell him. He's lying? I need to see. It's real important that everybody tell me the truth.
This all happened last night. I got hit with this when she was calling you this morning. It's the first I heard about it.
It's very useful, Jean, in communication that when something happens that you deal with it at the moment.
I was thinking of that, but I really decided I can't get your opinion of it.
No, you deal with it at the moment. I could have been on vacation.
When
it hurts a marriage to spend day after day being aggravated with one spouse and they don't even know anything is going on.
What I did do was it was in bed and he was teasing me about the movie that was a scary movie full of bugs, and I don't like those kind of movies, but it was a good movie, just very intense for me, and he knows it's kind that I don't do well with. I made a deliberate effort to have a break between going to bed, you know, good hour, cleaning up kitchen and so forth, to let go of the movie, and then as I was going to sleep, he came down, pretended to be a bug, getting after me just as I was going to sleep.
Okay, you need a sense of humor.
Okay.
Yeah, you need a sense of humor.
Okay, all right. I will take it back and say I need a sense of humor. I appreciate your perspective.
And if
on
you
it.
Don't like bug movies, don't watch them. If
yeah.
it's really going to scare and upset you, don't watch them.
Yeah, I usually don't. It's quite
but your husband being playful with you afterwards and you getting angry, just, it's so unnecessary.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I will definitely do that, and I will owe him the apology and get
no,
more.
No, just throw him a kiss.
Okay. All righty.
Right now, just throw him a kiss. Okay, Eric, throw her a kiss back.
Okay.
Eric, I didn't hear that kiss. You had the quietest kiss. Let me hear it.
I got a mustache. You can't hear it.
I can. Jeez. What was the name of the movie?
Starship Troopers. It was a Robert Heinlein book that Eric.
Oh, the big bugs.
Yes.
I thought you were scared of little bugs, like arachnophobia.
No.
That would be a movie for you not to see.
Yeah, no.
But you actually got scared about big bugs?
Yep.
Okay, then you need to keep away from this stuff.
This is a lady who has tarantulas walking around in the house at this time of the year.
On purpose?
On purpose.
Well, I don't run them off. I take them out nicely.
Okay, so you're only afraid of bugs if they're 12 feet tall.
Right, exactly.
Got it. Well, since you don't run into many of those except your husband in bed, you're good.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
He just sometimes is going to be a big bug.
Thanks for listening to this edition of The Call of the Day. For even more hours of Dr. Laura, sign up to be a family premium member at drlaura.com.